With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Officials say the loss of about 200 jobs in Columbia Falls will be a punch in the gut for a community that was recovering from the 2009 closure of an aluminum plant. 100 millworker jobs are being cut. Before the closure of the mills was announced, up to 100 administrative jobs in Columbia Falls were in the process of being eliminated or moved to Weyerhaeuser's Seattle headquarters. Weyerhaeuser officials said Wednesday it will permanently close the Columbia Falls Lumber and Plywood Mill that was a part of its almost $8.5 billion purchase of Plum Creek this spring. Weyerhaeuser will continue to operate three Montana mills, including a medium-density fiberboard mill in Columbia Falls. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka is rallying Montana union members as they convene in Helena for their annual convention. Trumka urged the members today to stay vigilant against those seeking to weaken unions and said his federation would work to defeat anti-union candidates in November's elections. He vowed to help re-elect Governor Steve Bullock and to prevent Montana from becoming a right-to-work state. Trumka said the AFL-CIO plans to spend money in the Montana governor's race and in support of Denise Juneau's bid for U.S. Congress. Bullock's Republican opponent, Greg Gianforte, said the AFL-CIO's endorsement of Bullock and of Hillary Clinton for president are a slap in the face to coal workers, some of whom are union members. A man has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of kidnapping and raping a 4-year-old girl who was taken from a park on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation earlier this year. John William Leba II entered his plea yesterday during a hearing before a U.S. magistrate judge. State attorneys say a judge should only delay enforcement of new medical marijuana restrictions until the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether to take up the matter. The Montana Supreme Court previously set August 31st as the date to enforce a state law that prevents marijuana providers from selling the drug to more than 3 patients. The Montana Cannabis Industry Association has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the state court's decision. The group also asked District Judge James Reynolds to delay enforcement until either the U.S. Supreme Court takes action or voters decide on a marijuana initiative expected to be on the November election ballot. Assistant Attorney General Stuart Segrest said in a court filing today that the only legitimate basis for a delay is the pending action by the nation's high court. A former editor of the Missoulian has dropped her lawsuit claiming she was wrongfully discharged by the newspaper. Sherry Devlin has alleged the newspaper's publisher and parent company, Lee Enterprises, demoted her, cut her pay, and hired a younger and less qualified man to replace her. The Missoulian reported today that publisher Mark Heintzelman and Devlin attorney Eric Hinkle declined to comment on whether the sides had agreed to an out-of-court settlement. In May, a Montana Human Rights Bureau investigation concluded that Devlin was not discriminated against based on her age and gender. The 61-year-old Devlin worked at the Missoulian for 31 years. Matthew Bunk, who replaced her as editor last August, resigned in April. Bunk will be replaced by former Seattle Times editor Kathy Best, who begins her new job on Monday. The former Navy SEAL who claims to have fired the shots that killed Osama bin Laden will go to trial in September on a drunken driving charge. The Montana Standard reports Robert O'Neill's trial has been set for September 14th in Butte. O'Neill was arrested in April after officers responded to a report of a man passed out in a car parked outside a Butte convenience store. Police at the time said O'Neill failed a field sobriety test and then refused to perform others or take a blood test. The 40-year-old O'Neill previously denied he was intoxicated and said he was taking sleeping pills to help with his insomnia. Montana Republicans met today at the Missoula Hilton Garden Hotel for day one of their party's biggest fundraising event of the year. They spent the day teeing up issues for tomorrow's vote on the party's platform, Corin Cates Carney reports.
More than 150 Republicans are gathering to discuss and vote on party issues and platform planks. Montana GOP Chairman Jeff Essman says the most important issues for the local GOP this election year are jobs and the economy.
You know, we're in real danger in Montana of having our economy get hollowed out.
Essman said the party was concerned about the announcement this week that the lumber company Weyerhaeuser was closing 2 mills in Columbia Falls. Essman said there are also threats to jobs in the state's coal industry, specifically in Colstrip. The party's gubernatorial candidate, Greg Gianforte, has pushed high-wage jobs as a key issue in his campaign. He spoke during today's event.
This is the root issue. Jobs and opportunity are only created in the private sector. They're not created by government programs.
Other platform issues include taxation, agriculture, immigration, education, and others. Party members will vote to adopt stances on those issues tomorrow. The second day of the convention will also feature speeches from Montana GOP candidates for state auditor, secretary of state, and superintendent of public instruction. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Northwestern Montana newspaper editor has resigned amid questions about his involvement with an effort to recall Libby's mayor. Bob Henlein resigned from the Western News on May 26th. Today, the Libby paper reports Henlein was clearing his desk on June 2nd when he told General Manager Suzanne Resch he helped write two drafts of a petition to recall Mayor Doug Roll. Resch says she does not condone newspaper employees taking part in the stories they cover. Henlein says he believes the newspaper's role is to better its community. Roll tells the Flathead Beacon he had suspected Henlein of being involved with the recall effort. He accuses Henlein of manipulating the news to further his own agenda. Petition organizers have until September 17th to gather enough signatures to force a recall election. After 48 years, the remains of a long-missing Vietnam War veteran are being laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. The Missoulian reports that Army Sergeant First Class Alan Boyer was buried on Wednesday by his sister, Judy Bouchard, of Florida. Both Bouchard and Boyer moved from Illinois to attend the University of Montana in the 1960s, before Boyer left to join the Army. Boyer disappeared in March 1968 during a classified reconnaissance mission in Laos. On March 7th of this year, the Army called Bouchard to tell her remains recovered in that country had been identified as Boyer. Boyer's remains arrived in Washington, D.C. last week and was met by a color guard. He was buried with an Army marching band and a riderless horse, a high military honor. State wildlife officials are working to figure out why black crappie have been dying in the Bailey Reservoir south of Havre. The Billings Gazette reports that Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks crews responded to a report of dead crappie on June 6th. They found 25 dead fish along the bank of the reservoir. Staff from the agency suspect that it is a species-specific die-off, targeting only spawning-age crappie. A similar die-off of crappie took place in Tongue River Reservoir in 2014. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.